And now, following on from Ways of Escape, Sarah, we have the second part of Eric Pringle's story.
Ways of Escape, Elizabeth, by Eric Pringle, with Anna Massey as Elizabeth, Stephen Moore as Daniel, and John Dateen as Joseph.
We therefore commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life.
Here lieth the body of Miss Sarah Strickland.
Born 31st of July, 1772.
Died 3rd of May, 1817.
Her surviving brother, Daniel, the rector of this parish,
and her sister, Elizabeth,
have created this memorial due to their affection, to their sorrow, and to their hope.
In this frail memorial, we call upon those who survive to consider her ways and her days. No visible form, no audible voice issues from the tomb. If men hear not the word of truth, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
Have you really gone, Sarah?
Anne died, and Joseph went away, and my baby died, because my brother is a priest, and my sister a saint.
Unjust. You've escaped. But we are still here, in this God-forsaken place.
Elizabeth, will you lead them to the refreshments? I shan't be long.
Don't let anything slip, Daniel. Say only what we agreed. Who are all these poor people?
Cottagers whom Sarah befriended. She was loved, wasn't she? By them.
You mustn't keep Swinton waiting. Has he brought the child?
He has.
That he should choose today, of all days, when her mother is buried. It's obscene. Be discreet, and let this make an end of it.
Has Daniel gone to say more prayers for Sarah's soul?
My brother has a baptism to perform, Squire. He will join us presently. Shall we go in?
By all means. Death and birth in the same afternoon, eh?
Extraordinary.
Okay. Name this child.
I name this child Ruth.
I baptize thee, Ruth, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
There, Swinton.
Yes.
Raise her as if she were your own daughter.
I will, sir.
The girl is an orphan, as I told you. I promised to make arrangements for her welfare, but now it is done, I do not wish to be concerned further. And I do not want my involvement to be known. That is most important.
I understand, sir.
The settlement is generous, is it not?
It is more than generous. Times are bad for farmers, Rector. I'm grateful.
So be it. Take care of the child. You and your wife must give her love. I shall keep watch from a distance. You may leave by the side door.
I miss Sarah already. She was so full of life, Beamish, and beauty.
She was lovely. The rectory is empty without her.
Put yourself together, man. Don't mim like my wife.
Here's Daniel. Roger, would you take round the refreshments?
Of course, Miss Elizabeth. Anything.
Is it done?
It is.
So we can begin again. A fresh start.
Please, God, let a light shine in our darkness.
Complete the seawall, Daniel. Make us safe. And seek promotion and get us away from here.
Promotion? Whatever I touch now will be tarnished, unacceptable in the eyes of Jesus.
We must look to the future.
With Benson, I suppose.
Mr. Benson?
I've seen you together.
A schoolmaster. Mrs. Rollinson, let me fill your glass.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
Miss Elizabeth, I've just heard. Dr. Thurston has left suddenly to take up an hospital appointment in London. And Mr. Benson has gone with him.
Mr. Benson? He can't have.
He's gone to seek preferment, the squire says.
I don't understand.
Benson wants more money, Lizzie, don't we all? He won't get it.
He'll be back. If not next year, then the one after. Thurston, too.
Oh, there's nothing left.
Nothing? Come, come. Your brother's doing valiant work in Stanham. You must support him.
Why must I?
You're dancing well tonight, Roger. I'm grateful. Last year, you bruised my feet.
I have been practicing especially for the ball, Miss Elizabeth. For you.
How gallant. For an old lady like me.
Miss Elizabeth.
Well, not so old. Not quite. Not yet. Daniel, our curate has hidden depths.
Hidden? Certainly, sister.
You mock me.
Not at all. Look around you. A cream of Lonsdale society is here tonight. Yet I'm dancing with you. Do you know what this ball really is? The marriage market. Look how the young women flutter their fans and their eyes. See how anxious their parents are to attract the attention of the young men who are all drunk.
Yes, I...
While you and I look on.
It is time. Allow me.
My lords, ladies, gentlemen, may I ask you to raise your glasses?
Here you are.
And drink to the new year, to 1828. 1828.
Happy New Year, Miss Elizabeth.
And to you, Roger. To more looking on.
Look who's here, Elizabeth.
Benson, here are your old friends. Look, everybody, our schoolmaster has returned to take up his post again where he left off.
How many years ago?
10 years ago.
Went to seek his fortune in London and didn't find it. Got poor as a church mouse, poor fella. Wrote to me to ask for his old job back just when we needed a new master. So I said yes. You don't mind, Rector, do you? So, it's goodbye London for good, eh, Benson?
It is, thank goodness. But I feel ashamed.
Why? It's no disgrace. Fortunes are hard to come by, don't I know it? Go on, man. Shake hands.
Thank you, Squire. Happy New Year, everybody. Rector. Roger. Elizabeth. May I have the pleasure of a dance?
I don't know. Later, perhaps.
There's no time like the present. Go to it, Benson. Get a New Year started.
But I was dancing with
you. Please, Elizabeth. You don't mind, Roger?
Just like old times, eh?
Why do I feel like a stranger here?
Because you behaved like one.
Don't rebuke me, Beth. I came tonight especially to see you. I wanted to explain.
You took your time.
Do you know you've hardly changed?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm 10 years older. I thought we had an understanding. To leave the day of my sister's funeral without a word.
Thurlston was offered his hospital appointment out of the blue, but he had to take it up immediately. He asked me to go with him. Said he could get me preferment in a college. I wanted advancement so badly, Beth. For you.
How could it possibly be for me?
For us.
It had nothing to do with Sarah.
Well, how could it?
Did Dr. Thurlston say anything?
And what about? He died of cholera soon after we arrived. So his promise came to nothing and I lived from hand to mouth, always in debt. I had to resort to desperate measures, things I was ashamed of, just to stay alive. The streets of London aren't paved with gold, Beth. With the lies and betrayal. So, here I am. Back again, even poorer than when I went away. A disappointed man.
Dancing with a disappointed woman. Why did you not return sooner?
How could I crawl back like a dog with my tail between my legs? Oh, besides, I was burdened with debts I had to pay off somehow.
I don't know what to think. I hardly know what to say to you.
What has been happening in Stanham? The squire seems his old self.
Daniel, let me introduce Mr. Richard Gale. He and I have come to an arrangement. My farms supply his factories with produce, and they supply me with money. Richard, meet our rector, who is extending Stanham Church at his own expense. Very religious man.
Happy New Year, Rector.
And to you, Mr. Gale.
Mr. Gale is a businessman. He made a fortune in Westmoreland Slate. And now he has cotton mills, cloth factories, ships, and a bank. Wealthiest man in Lonsdale. New money, of course.
But worth as much as the old squire.
Almost. Might make you my banker one of these days.
Well, perhaps we shall see you in our church, Mr. Gale.
I doubt it. Richard's a Methodist, next door to the devil.
Oh, you may convert him.
Oh, you can try.
Daniel has twice been refused preferment. Now he believes he will remain here always, which means that I, too, am condemned to look forever upon that fearful bay. He says it is retribution.
For what?
For our sins.
What sins? And what has been happening to you?
Nothing has been happening to me.
Good. You're staying in Ulverston tonight.
But farmers are feeling the pinch, too.
A pinch? Workers are starving because they get poverty wages and no protection. And if they object...
Is that what you call breaking machines and burning ricks?
If they object, they're brutally repressed by a Tory government obsessed with the fear of an English revolution. Its answer is to appoint spies and informers and agent provocateurs. Well, that's the way to make a revolution, if you ask me.
Are your workers on poverty wages, Mr. Gale?
I look after my people.
Mr. Gale is what they call an enlightened employer, Daniel. The sort of gives labourers ideas about their station.
Oh.
This is too serious. It's New Year. Let's have some fun. Yeah, we'll get Lizzie drunk. Oh, Lizzie! Lizzie!
Who's there?
Alexander!
Mr. Benson! What do you want?
To talk to you, Beth. Let me in.
This is most improper.
Desperate measures, Beth.
Desperate indeed.
Forgive me, I've grown used to them.
And you're drunk.
Only to give me courage. Beth, can we start afresh?
After all this time?
I want you to marry me.
To marry you?
He is unsuitable, Elizabeth.
He wasn't before.
He has become unsuitable.
How?
Please do not question me.
I may question your judgment, I suppose.
A schoolmaster and failed fortune hunter. Is that the best you can do?
At my age, it's the only thing I can do. What sort of catch am I for a man?
A very good catch for a man like Benson. Marrying the rector's sister would give him a position in Stanham, and if I should die, you'd be a wealthy woman. You're his last hope of status and fortune.
His last hope? Thank you, Daniel.
This is very painful. You're forcing me to put into words... Elizabeth, a village schoolmaster is a wretched trade.
It's an honourable profession, and you could help him. You could make him a church warden, recommend him as a secretary.
He already has other responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I cannot say. The squire was informed and has told me as a fellow magistrate. I understand they are duties Benson was obliged to undertake in London to pay off some debts.
I don't understand. Has he brought these responsibilities with him?
So I believe. I don't wish to discuss it, Elizabeth. They're confidential and I find them distasteful. Suffice to say, I will not help him.
But you're my brother.
You're my sister. The only one I have left.
And would you make the same mistake again? Daniel, the older I get, the more I can see Sarah's point of view. She found fulfillment in the poor and love in a fisherman. You seek fulfillment in God and don't seem to require earthly love. All I have asked of life is a quiet orderliness, and that has brought me neither love nor fulfillment, but mediocrity. Well, that is going to change. I warn you, I will seek fulfillment. I will look for love.
You cannot love Benson. He is unworthy of you.
I must take satisfaction where I can find it.
What is happening to you?
I am growing old.
I will not allow you to marry Benson.
What dowry would I take?
You will not marry Benson.
You think not?
At least... Wait... Get to know him better, as he really is now.
Who's that? Mr. Swinton.
Good day, Mr. Glynn.
You've been told time and again not to come here. Go away.
I can't do that. Is the rector in?
I'll deal with it, Elizabeth.
Oh, of course. I'm only a woman.
But if you're going into the garden, you need a coat.
What do you want, Swinton?
You know what I want. You know what I've come for. It's a real struggle, rector. Stock prices are smashed. Folks are hungry, they steal crops as fast as they grow us. And with tithes and everything. Well, I can't feed my own wife and kids, let alone that lass.
That lass was an orphan who brought you a generous settlement, did she not?
Aye, she did, but...
In return, you promised to raise her as your own daughter and not involve me again.
I got all my head, a terrible debt.
You were told to give her love and care, yet you took her out of school when she was 7 years old and set her to work in the fields. You've turned her into a gypsy.
Ruth's a bad lass, real bad. Besides, I was forced. You see how things are, Richard.
I do, indeed. This is the fourth time you have attempted to extort money from me, Swinton. I am a magistrate. Do you know what sentence I could pass upon you for blackmail?
But a charity is all I ask. For the lassie's here.
For her sake, I will pretend you did not come here. Don't come again.
I'll have to do things, then.
Do your worst. Good day.
Daniel?
What is it?
They say Swinton has gone to Liverpool, bound for America. It seems he was in debt and could see no other way out. He has taken his family.
We must say prayers for the girl.
Of course. Oh, Daniel.
It's all right. It's all over now.
Yes. Thank heaven. Oh, how can you bear this dust? You're tearing the church apart.
I'm rebuilding it to the glory of God.
Not for the guilt of his rector and the hope of forgiveness. Daniel, you could raise 100 churches and carve 1,000 angels, and they wouldn't bring Sarah back.
Can't you persuade him? It's May already.
He says we should get to know each other.
We aren't children.
Aren't we? I feel as if this were my very first springtime. The sea wall is complete, the house is secure. The new aisle of the church is growing, and a great problem has been solved. I feel safe at last.
Have the accused brought in?
Bring her in.
Good heavens.
You know this girl, Richter?
I know, it's just... She's so young.
We've had murderers at 6, so what's a petty thief at 10? She'll get her deserts. Read the charge.
The prisoner, Ruth Swinton, is accused of begging in the streets, and that on August the 5th she did steal eggs and a red hen, property of William Trail, farmer of Berkeley.
Constable. When caught, she was eating a raw egg and plucking a red hen, your worship.
What has the hen's colour got to do with it? Well, girl, what have you got to say for yourself?
I was bloody starving.
Don't swear. Don't you realise the trouble you're in? Now, what have you got to say?
I'm so hungry.
Damned impudence. What do you do?
What I do?
Well, you do something, I suppose.
I scares birds. I fetch his coos, pulls turnips, makes tea...
No wonder you're brutish.
I'm bloody not.
Don't swear. Where's your father, girl?
Gone.
Gone? What does that mean?
Swinton has emigrated to America, your worship, with the rest of his family.
Leaving this one behind.
Aye.
Why did he?
Because he wasn't my dad, that's why. Told me night before they went. Said I was not to do him. Said he didn't even like me, bugger.
That's extraordinary. Who is your father, then? Well, speak up, girl, don't snivel.
I don't know. He said, in Swinton, like, he said there was them as could tell you if he would.
What does that mean?
Don't know, do I?
Oh, I'm blowed. What do we do, Rector? You're strangely silent.
I have a suggestion.
Egg was bloody rotten anyhow. Sauce all done.
Do you want to make things worse for yourself? Clapperin' irons.
It's the field work, Squire. The girl's life has degraded her.
So, what's your suggestion? Hurry up, I want the dinner.
I find myself shocked by the situation in which the girl has found herself. It is a mitigating circumstance.
She committed a crime.
Under duress. She's now an orphan on the parish, and I'd like to be charitable towards her. I suggest, in view of her youth and innocence...
Innocence? She swears like a trooper.
Underneath, she may still be tender and malleable. I am curious to see what education could do.
Education? It's time she was earning her keep. Who's going to pay for education?
I am, Squire.
You must be mad.
Anonymously, no one must know.
But why?
As an experiment, I will establish her as a pupil help at Benson's school. There she will learn moral guidance, religious principles, discipline, and honesty. It'll be interesting to watch her development.
Like training a hound from a puppy, huh?
Exactly, Squire.
Oh.
What sport? Capital. Though this puppy's got off to a bad start. God knows what sort of pedigree it's got. It might be supporting a monster. And where's the punishment for that blasted red hen, eh?
I think living in the schoolhouse with Benson will be punishment enough.
By Jove, you're right. And learning religious principles.
But why haven't we come across her before?
She's been lying low, moving at night.
She's hardly lying low now. You put her in Alexander's school in the middle of the village where everybody will see her.
Swinton deserted her. What else could I do?
You could have found her a position as dairymaid or housemaid. Somewhere remote where she could scrub and scour until a young labourer married her and rid us of the responsibility. Anything except sitting her on our doorstep.
I've done what I thought best. She will live in the schoolhouse and help Benson about the house and schoolroom. That solves everything, and no one knows who she is.
Very well. You have helped the girl. Now you must help me.
If you mean with Benson, my answer is still no.
Then Alexander will stand up to you.
He will not. Because if you marry him against my wishes, I'll cut you out of my will, and that is not what he wants.
Would you make me hate you?
Elizabeth, I am doing this for love, not hate. Benson is not the man for you.
Why isn't he? What has he done?
Oh, Miss Elizabeth, may I speak with you?
People will be arriving soon for the harvest service. I must put out these flowers.
I wanted to say, you seem so unhappy.
I think that is not your concern.
I wanted to say about Mr. Benson.
You are walking on glass, Roger.
Could I be of service?
Service?
To you, in any way.
What could you do for me? You would not support me against my brother?
Yes, I would.
I think you would. Goodness, Roger. You amaze me.
Squire Rawlinson and I have agreed that the girl will attend this school for 2 years as pupil help, Benson. We will watch her progress.
She looks like a scarecrow.
Clothes will be provided.
What about money?
Her fees will be paid. This is a social experiment. She's to be taught the principles of the Church of England and subjects which will fit her for her station in life.
What is her station in life?
Treat her as a cottager's child who will most likely go into service.
I'm not in favour of that sort of girl learning too much. It gives them ideas, and it's wasted once they're got with child in a hayloft.
You're a schoolmaster.
I'm a pragmatist. And I'd like to mention Beth.
You mean Miss Strickland?
I mean your sister.
Do you seriously think you can come back after 10 years and take up where you left off as if nothing had changed? When you yourself have changed so much? I know what you did in London and are carrying on here. You're a spy and an agent provocateur. That is a disgusting trait.
How do you know?
Magistrates are obliged to know. We are sometimes given privileged information.
Ah, privileged, of course. But if it is privileged, you're obliged to keep it secret.
Naturally. But by heaven, Benson, I despise you for it. I would tell Elizabeth if I could.
I'm sure you would. Well, I know some secrets, too. And I don't have to keep silent.
What secrets?
I have contacts in London, Rector. Some of them ecclesiastical, in a position
what
to...
What secrets?
I'm sure you don't want me to rattle your old skeleton in public. It can stay buried. Unless you provoke me too much.
Are you threatening me?
Of course I am. Now about Elizabeth.
At last, we see your true colours. Very well. I will hoist mine too. If you attempt to harm me, I will destroy you. Good day.
There goes a man of God. You, girl, Swinton, come here. Hit you? Hit you?
Don't hit me no more. It does nothing.
You disobeyed me.
Don't touch me no more. I shall tell.
Who will you tell?
I shall tell priest.
How dare you threaten me? Get out! Get out!
What are you doing there, child?
Nothing, missus.
I put down the stone. I'm not going to hurt you. Why is your hand bleeding?
Don't touch him.
No, let me see. Who did this?
Master.
Why?
I've been bad.
Let me look at you. Lift up your face. Don't struggle so. Oh, good heavens. Well, what is your name?
Miss Swinton, Mike.
Well, well. Come inside with me, Ruth Swinton.
No, he'll punish us.
I promise he won't. It's all right. Come. Alexander, may I speak with you? Here's some produce for the charity children.
Get back to your place, girl.
A child crying in the street with bleeding hands is a poor advertisement.
What is the girl to you?
I'm trying to protect your reputation.
What is my reputation to you? I should be teaching.
Alexander, I've made up my mind. We can marry without Daniel's approval.
Have you money of your own?
You know I don't. But we could manage.
On a schoolmaster's salary.
If we want to.
I don't want to. I'm tired of poverty, Beth. By hook or by crook, I intend to rise in the world. No, you must excuse me.
You mean that's an end of it? Alexander, I'm disappointed in you.
And I in you. Beth, the fault lies outside us. We're victims of circumstance.
Give it back! No, give it back!
You two, stop that! I said stop it!
Victims. I will not be a victim. And neither will Sarah's daughter.
Would my daughters ruin me?
What exaggeration, James. A few lessons.
Music masters, singing masters, dancing masters.
A little culture.
You call that culture? It's agony. And they mince about with books on their heads, too dim to read them, in dresses that would grace the court.
I don't think a little finery is...
There'll be no more finery. No more music. No! No! No!
Now, look what you've done.
You're as bad, Charlotte, ordering gowns by the dozen from London.
As your wife, I have a position to maintain. I must be fashionable.
My womenfolk behave like royalty. I'm a farmer.
James, I've never heard you speak such nonsense. You're a landowner.
I have farms, don't I? These are depressed times for farming, hadn't you heard? Prices are low. Our sheep have a raging disease, and the tenants can't pay their blasted rents.
If there are temporary difficulties, ask your friend Mr. Gale for help.
You'd have me borrow from an upstart manufacturer. It hasn't come to that, thank God.
Well, then ask Daniel. He must have plenty of money. Look how he's rebuilding the church.
Yeah, man's mad. Charlotte, I know you worship the ground he walks on almost as much as he worships his Christ, but believe me, the way Daniel's going, he will beggar himself, as you are beggaring me.
All people that on earth do dwell.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh even from the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee will not sleep.
Write on your slate, Swinton. 3 times 2 equals, and fill in the answer.
I cannot.
Repeat after me. I will obey. I, not ah.
I won't.
The Lord himself is thy keeper. The Lord is thy defense upon thy right hand, so that the sun shall not burn thee by day. Neither the moon by night.
You are a disobedient, willful, rebellious girl. I'm going to break you. You're going to wish you had never been born.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Yea, it is even he that shall keep thy soul.
I want me, ma'am.
Why has the girl been sent to plague my conscience? Sarah, what do you expect me to do?
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, for evermore.
There are things, listen to this, things going on. Under the surface of this village by the sea, there are slippery eels. I know. Gentry perfumed like lilies who are putrefaction underneath.
What's he talking about?
Secrets.
Who's secrets?
Wait and see.
And how do you know secrets? Call yourself schoolmaster and you talk out your arse.
That's a good show. Look, Peter's master's face. Nothing. It's good here. I like it. Sea and sand. Is that?
You are love, and you will be with me always.
Ma'am?
And there you are. Oh, my love.
Ma'am, come back.
What are you doing?
Collecting shells.
Let me see.
Oh, very pretty.
I like it on sand.
Why aren't you at school?
I'm sick of him. Bloody farmer.
Other people might be sick of Mr. Benson too, but that isn't the point. You must learn, child.
Must I?
You must if you're to rise above bloody farmers.
Yes, what?
So it is. Good heavens. Say I.
I?
Good. Here's a shilling.
A shilling?
Put it away and get off the beach. The tide's coming in. A murdering tide. Who's that? Go to school. Now.
How soon?
Go.
You're all right, you are.
Go.
Right. I'll go soon.
Miss Strickland.
Mr. Ashburner.
You still here, then? I thought you'd have moved on. Or under. Like Sarah.
How did you know she was dead?
Mrs. Terribby mentioned it in a letter. But not till years after. She didn't know about Sarah and me, you see. Nobody did except you and your brother. But you never said a word.
We didn't know where you were.
You could have found out. You could have tried.
Yes. I suppose we could. I'm sorry.
Who's the kid?
A parish orphan. Why have you come back?
I used to live here, remember? I've come for Ribby's wedding. She's Squire's housekeeper now. Gone over to the enemy. Rector's marrying her tomorrow. There's a dance on green after. You can come if you like.
He's changed, Daniel. But arrogant as ever.
I should have guessed he would come to the wedding. I just hoped that he wouldn't know about it, that he'd gone away for good.
Like the girl. Well, they've both come back to haunt us. It was unnerving seeing them there side by side, neither knowing that the other was so...
Come, pull yourself together. There's no reason why either of them should ever know. And it's gone much too far for them to be told now.
But it seems so cruel.
We did what we did, Elizabeth. And it was cruel.
Well done there!
Thank you. I enjoy it.
How long are you proposing to remain in Stanham, Ashburner?
Oh, that depends, Rector. I've things to do. See me kids.
You have children here?
It's a long story, Mr. Gale.
Isn't it, though? After that, I might stay on, I might not. Depends on work. I can get on a harvest gang and scrape a bit with fiddle. But after that, you got any work, Rector?
I think not.
Oh, I like this, you know. Country life agrees with me.
Joe, come and drink me up.
Ah, in a minute, Ribby. After this dance. Would you take a turn, Miss Strickland?
Good heavens, no.
How dare you? Come back
here. I shall do what I like. I don't have to take any notice of you anymore.
You better be careful. I'm still a magistrate.
Here lieth the body of Miss Sarah Strickland.
You rescued me again?
Aye, lass. Again? What will you do without me?
I don't know. Do I have to?
Sarah, I did love you. I wrote, but you didn't reply, and I thought... Why did nobody tell me you were dead? I didn't know for 5 years.
Who's that?
Don't your sword give anybody any privacy?
Oh, Mr. Ashburner, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you.
I have to come in dark, don't I? Like Senator back at church.
I won't intrude again.
Oh, Sarah. Why did I go away? I should have stood up to him. Like I'm gonna stand now. Are you with me?
You've got to be careful, Joe. Could you get hanged?
Where have you got with being careful? Winter's here. You can't get fuel because of big close woods. You can't keep a cow because of close common. Bread's gone up. Beer's gone up. Everything's gone up. But wages have gone down.
That's the way.
Stir them up. All right, Mr. Benson.
Landowners are all right, though, aren't they? Yeah. Squires are all right. Clergy are all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Clergy, there are some so wealthy, they can build churches out of their fortunes. But they still demand tithes and then preach the value of poverty. Yeah. Blessed are the poor. Right.
Schoolmaster's changed tack, hasn't he? Yeah. Now, down south, workers have an answer.
What's that like?
Down south, workers are rising up, burning. Yeah. Reckon. Down south they've got Captain Swing.
Now you're getting to it.
Do you want to get us hanged?
Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. We don't have to take everything Tories hand out. We don't have to crawl.
Mr. Ashburner, a word with you.
Mr. Gale, is it? I didn't see you.
Sit down. Landlord, some beer for my friend.
Your sort don't make friends of the likes of me.
You're a prickly man. What made you so aggressive?
Do you want to know?
I do.
I lost my land. My wife. My kids. I lost... all because other people had power and I had none. Then I went away and I worked in factories and mills and it was same there. A few people with power and money and the rest in dirt. One day in Manchester, I joined up with a lot of folk calling for changes. And we went to a place called St. Peter's Fields.
Oh, I see.
They set yeomanry on us. Cavalry, muskets. 11 killed and 400 injured. Women as well as men. They cut us down like thistles because we got a bit prickly.
I was there.
Oh, were you now? On which side?
It doesn't matter. That day changed me too. It showed me how blind and stubborn this government really is. Now I try to see both sides and take both sides, employers and workers together.
Nobody can be on both sides.
We have to be. It's the only answer.
Yeah, well, I know another one.
That'll bring more bloodshed. You must learn to harness your anger and make it work for you and for others. You'll be surprised what it can do, like an engine pulling a train. All those carriages and people moved by one small engine.
Why are you saying this?
Because I might be able to use you, if you'd consider working for me.
You're a city man. What are you doing in Stanham?
Like you, I have dreams. And one of mine is to own a piece of England. Both sides, you see. I've just purchased my first acres from Squire Rollinson. It's down by Miller's Wood, the land between the fell and the sea.
Well, I'll go to... bloody hell, Mr. Gale. You've just bought me old farm.
There are cakes here, everybody. Wonderful cakes. The best cakes ever.
Don't get carried away, Roger.
Why not? Your Christmas bazaar is much more exciting than church business. Oh, Miss Elizabeth, I wish I had done something more audacious with my life. Still, this is an adventure, is it not?
I suppose it is.
Pots, too. Look, there are pots here.
Lizzie, how goes the charity event of the year? And what fettle the hostess?
She is well, Squire.
Turnips, onions.
What have you done to Beamish? Fans turned into a foghorn. You could find him on the sands to warn travellers.
Are you not buying?
Lord, no. I leave that to Charlotte. Mind you, the way she's going, we shall be buying everything second-hand soon. Here's another second-hand item. That urchin Daniel picked up in court. God knows what he'll do with her.
This is no place for you.
You got lots of things.
But no more shillings.
I don't want shillings.
I beg your pardon?
I don't want shillings.
You said I. You said don't.
Very good.
You said shillings.
That's what I came to tell you.
What's all this, then?
Be off with you. Hurry.
Why?
You. Kid. Come here. What's this?
Apple.
What colour is it?
Yellow.
Yellow's right. Now give us a smile and it's yours.
Can I help you?
I doubt it. There, lass. Now bugger off. There's no place for the likes of you. Or me.
Bye, mister. Bye, Mrs. Gordon.
She likes you.
Is that so strange?
There must be more to you than meets my eye. What's all this rubbish?
It's a bazaar.
What's it for?
To raise money for the poor for Christmas.
Poor shouldn't need charity. I told your sister that once. Poor wouldn't be poor if they were paid decent wages.
That is out of my control.
Aye, well, that's what everybody says.
What are you staring now, Ashburner?
Oh, Squire, a moment, if you please.
Yes. I heard you were courting schoolmaster.
I beg your pardon?
Don't get mad. Be careful.
What do you mean?
be careful with Benson. Don't trust him with anything confidential. Just protecting your reputation, Miss Strickland.
Why should you care about my reputation?
It's hard for you to grasp, but your sister meant a lot to me. I think she'd want me to tell you. It's what I came to say. Now I'm off.
Mr. Ashburner?
Aye.
Thank you.
What's going on here?
In the name of God, then!
Patriots, master!
Stop it! Not here, you devil!
Get out of my bazaar! Get out, you villain!
Hey,
Mr. Easy! What's the last day? Better late than never.
Help me!
Say please.
Please!
Now you like Sarah. Now I'll help you. Get out, you swine!
Take that!
Oh! Get out of here!
I'll get them flogged! Every last man!
Mr. Beamish. Roger.
It's an adventure.
You fought like a man, Miss Strickland.
Is that a compliment? You're bleeding.
Aye. Are you going to nurse me?
Certainly not.
Look at my bazaar. How can they do this at Christmas?
Blessed is this day when our Saviour came into the world as a little child. Blessed are the children on such a holy day. Remember how our Lord said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me."
Suffer. I'll make you suffer. Then I'll sell you off for skivvy in a brothel and to hell with your holy rector. See if that will teach you obedience. Do you hear me, Sprinton? Well, cry, won't you? Do you think I like the teaching rakes like you? Do you think I like to live in a wretched house in a miserable village with no money, no stimulating company, no kindred spirits? Cry, damn you!
Alexander!
Elizabeth!
Would you murder her? Give me the stick, please.
You don't know what it's like. They're leeches. And this one's a but troublemaker. All right, I'll give it to you.
No, Master, don't hit her.
Take it, Miss Strickland, and take the girl. I don't want to see either of you again.
Yes, Horace. Oh, missus.
Oh, you're a very brave girl. Here now. Now, let me go. Don't cry. Oh, dear. Look, you're crumpling my dress. Let me see you. Oh, you're such a mess. Here's my handkerchief. Wipe your face. No, not like that. Let me do it. Don't flinch. What am I doing? Why are you a troublemaker?
Dunno, missus.
I should think it's hereditary. Well, Ruth Swinton, Mr. Benson wants nothing more to do with us. So what on earth are we going to do with each other?
What did you do?
I took her to the hall. The cook has engaged her. Mr. Rollinson has cut his staff, so she was looking for cheap labour.
But the squire's housekeeper is Ashburner's sister, the girl's aunt.
I forgot. Well, it can't be helped. She doesn't know.
Can't be helped? Lord, tell me thy purpose here so that I may know mine.
Don't be ridiculous. What was I supposed to do? Let Benson strip the skin off her? He's a monster.
Well, at least you found that out.
You'd better keep out of my way from now on.
Be circumspect with him, Elizabeth. Benson is more dangerous than you realize. So is Ashburner.
I think we have misjudged Ashburner.
Tell that to the squire. He wants to hang him.
If he does, his housekeeper will poison him.
Elizabeth, you're turning into Sarah.
I'd rather you thought I was turning into myself. Do you know, I enjoyed fighting those men at the bazaar. Standing up for something was exhilarating. I want to do it again.
Oh, I'm sorry to intrude. I was just going to ask about ordering more communion wine.
Can't it wait?
Oh, come in, Roger. Here's another frustrated life, Daniel. But did you see how he fought those villains? He was a Saracen.
Oh, I say, was I?
Mr. Beamish is not a Saracen. He is a curate.
There's more to him than appears on the surface. Isn't that so, Roger?
I hope it is, Miss Elizabeth. Because what appears is, well, meager.
Oh, come, Sir Roger. We'll decide upon the communion wine together. And then we'll take on the world.
Oh, will we?
Good heavens.
Ooh, this looks to me like mismanagement, Squire.
Mismanagement? These are difficult times.
Not for many, certainly, but you landowners have the benefit of the corn laws, which bias prices in your favour. An industrialist in such circumstances would be hard put to fail. Unless, of course, he was profligate.
I won't take that from you.
I merely express an opinion. We can do business together. For example, I could buy more land from you. Now, that would solve your problem. But if you come to me for an unsecured loan, I must be sure my shareholders' money will be safe.
You have my word as a gentleman.
No, that's not enough.
The devil, if you don't...
Sit down, please, Squire.
Are you going to lend me the money or not?
Will you sell me another farm?
I will not. Good God, you'll want to be the squire next.
Now, there's a thought.
Over my dead body.
Over your bankrupt body, perhaps. But you've come to me to avoid that contingency, haven't you? So, Mr. Rollinson, how can I help you?
Happy New Year, my dear, to 1830.
Happy New Year, Daniel.
Did you know that Ashburner is working for Gale now? He's managing his old farm and making rabble-rousing speeches in his spare time. The squire doesn't like Gale protecting him, but since they do business together, he can't say anything. What bothers me... I saw Gale at the hall yesterday talking to the girl. I don't like it. With Ashburner becoming close to Gale, well, it makes me uneasy.
I know. It's like a net closing in. I gave her...
That was reckless. What did you give her?
Her mother's ring.
Sarah's? Elizabeth?
She's 12 years old, Daniel, and she has nothing.
What did she say?
She cried. Then, it must have been sixth sense about the ring. She asked if I knew who her real mother was. And her real father. She said her mother had spoken to her once, out on the sands. Daniel, it was Sarah.
How could it be?
And she flung her arms around me and asked me to be her mother. Me, Daniel.
She must be sent away.
No. No, she mustn't. But, Daniel, are we all to be punished forever?
God! Oblast! Woe is bloody drowned!
You're there?
Mr. Gale?
Ah, can we talk? Inside.
Aye. Right. Let me get Arnis on the horse.
We'll go in. Now step down carefully, Emily. Mind where you put your feet.
Step into that, Uncle. It's disgusting. If this is countryside, I don't like it.
Who the hell's Emily?
Get him bloody stable, you bugger!
Who is that uncouth man?
She's my brother's child. They live in London and he's been posted to India for a year and asked me to look after her while he was away. I've no children of my own, so I jumped at the opportunity. Now I'm wondering if it was wise. Emily's 17, and beyond a bachelor's influence, quite a responsibility.
Aye, girls can be difficult. Not that I have any.
But I thought...
No, I have sons. They lived with their aunts while I was away. Now they don't want to come back.
Oh, I hope you don't mind her poking about. She's an inquisitive young woman.
At your age, Mr. Gale. There's no pretty to see anyway. She can't do much harm.
I hope not. What Emily really wants to see is a squire in his country seat, so I'm taking her up to the hall tomorrow. Today, I want to talk to you. I want your help.
What with?
The government on its last legs. Soon there'll be a general election. We must be ready for it. Because the next government has to be for electoral reform, and that means a Whig government, with enough independence to keep its wits sharp. The Tories must be defeated.
What can I do?
I'd like you to be the voice of working opinion on our side. God knows there are few enough voters to influence, but every one of them needs to be taught the realities of life. Now, that's what you're good at. Mind you, it'll be a dirty election, but I believe you can hold your own.
What makes you think so?
I watched you in action at the Christmas Bazaar. Rather handy with your fists, I thought. I watched Miss Strickland, too. She's a surprising woman. I think we should recruit her.
You're joking.
Don't underestimate her, Joseph. We need all the help we can get. I intend to stand for Parliament myself.
Well, bugger me.
Are you with me?
Of course I am. Bloody hell, with enough people like you up there, we might get somewhere at last. Here, Squire won't like this at all. He's a rabid Tory.
Does that bother you?
Does it, Hal?
So we have an alliance. Will you shake hands on it?
That I will, Mr. Gale, and gladly.
This is a very small house. Oh, you're holding hands. May I join in?
This is not your concern, Emily.
We're talking politics again. Uncle, you've done nothing else since I arrived. It's very boring. Perhaps you'd amuse me, Mr. Ashburner.
Perhaps I would.
I'd hate it here.
There's nothing to do, and it's lonely, and it rains all the time. I hate my parents for sending me. I wanted to go to India with them. I hate Uncle for talking politics all the time. Nobody listens to me. Nobody talks to me.
Oh, what a tirade. And what lies, Emily, I talk to you.
You don't know how to talk to girls.
Ah, that's true, I don't.
That Mr. Ashburner does.
Oh, what makes you think that?
You look as if you do. You look as if you... Stop laughing at me. I hate people who laugh at me. I'll pay you back, you'll see.
Oh, pacifier, Josie, for my life won't be worth living.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Emily. I'll talk to you whenever you like.
Promise?
Promise.
About whatever I like?
About anything in the world.
Good. I shall hold you to that. I shall come here one day to see you. Alone.
That one's at a dangerous age. You'll have to watch her.
Yeah, so will you, Joseph. She's got her eye on you.
Where's the stirrup cap? Somebody kick that girl into life. Damn it, the hunt will be here any minute. How do I look, Lizzie? Still cut a figure in a red coat?
You look a true master of the hunt, Squire. A general leading his troops into battle.
Well, that's what I am, aren't I?
It's a pity the enemy is so small.
Don't you start. Charlotte keeps a bed on hot mornings. Pretends it's not happening. Go up and see her.
Stir up, Tom!
I'll get out of your way.
Oh, damnation. It'll be stupid enough to call on Hunt morning. And where are the blasted servants? We still have some left, I suppose. Come in! Ah! Mr. Gale. And a young lady here.
Good morning, Squire. I see we've arrived at an inopportune time. We won't stay. I just wanted to introduce Emily to you.
So this is the niece you were telling me about. You didn't say she was a beauty. Delighted to make your acquaintance.
Oh, thank you, Squire. My uncle didn't tell me what a beauty you would be.
Well said. Hunting uniform is flattering, but I dare say the impression isn't bad for a man of my maturity.
Oh, more like a dashing young beau, I'd say.
You must come again. Better still. Come hunting with me now. What do you say, Richard?
Well, hunting isn't my style, Squire, and Emily and I are joining our friendly society's celebrations at the Institute.
You're joining them? That's madness. You're giving labourers ideas about their station. That sort of thing encourages them to rise and us to fall. Just keep your friendly labourers out of the way. We have real sport in Prospect.
Better than a dull parade.
I could find you a horse if your uncle would allow it. You do ride, do you?
Oh, do I ride? What do you take me for?
I hardly dare say. Will you let her, Richard?
Oh, please, Uncle.
Well, you must be very careful.
Oh, you're a darling.
Where's that blasted punch? Stir up, cop!
Uncle, this is it.
You're slopping it, girl. Give it here. Good God, you stupid rat, damn it, blast you!
Don't hit me, mister!
Master!
Oh,
Mr. Rollinson, please!
Girls are crazy. Oh, come along, Emily. I want another horse. Where's that blasted groom?
Oh, exciting.
Here, let me help you up, child. Oh, your poor face.
I'm sorry.
What happened, Ruth?
I fell.
You know this girl, Miss Strickland?
We're acquainted.
Oh, then perhaps you could see to her face. I must go. Try to be a little less clumsy, child. Oh, might we talk together soon, Miss Strickland? I have something to say which may interest you. In confidence, of course.
Of course. Huh. Oh, you do get yourself into trouble.
Sorry, ma'am.
You mustn't call me that.
You're dressing lovely.
When you're tall enough, I will give it to you.
Why?
Well, I
love you.
Oh, child.
Don't cry. I won't if you don't want.
Oh, no.
It's all right now, really.
Come away, Elizabeth. A workers' parade has nothing to do with us.
Yes, it has. Oh, yes, it has. Mr. Gale, look, he's there. Mr. Gale!
Hi, Ashburner. What is the Squire think he's doing bringing the hunt this way?
Get out of the way!
Oh!
it!
What did you say?
Stop your bloody horse!
I will not! Let go! All right, I'll make you!
You little bugger!
Hey-ho!
Have a mind to put that crop across your backside!
Go on, then. What do you think my uncle, your employer, would say?
Heavenly, are you all right? Oh, thank heaven.
Well, Mr. Ashburner?
You're all the bloody same.
Oh, Uncle, this is the best thing since London.
Elizabeth, are you hurt?
I don't think so. No bones broken.
Whatever possesses you on these occasions, it's madness.
It could be courage, Rector.
This doesn't concern you, Ashburner.
I reckon we've had her wrong. Either that, or she's changing.
Have you recovered, Miss Strickland?
Thank you, Mr. Gale. Two bruises, that's all.
You could have been killed.
I suppose I could.
What were you doing?
I think I was making a stand.
On whose behalf?
I don't know. When I saw those riders, their arrogance and cruelty, I just had to stand up to them. I couldn't help myself.
How interesting. You wouldn't be changing sides, would you?
Well played!
Now, will you show me how to dance these country dances, Mr. Ashburn?
Will I help?
Not if I apologize. If I beg you.
Do you want me to get into trouble with your uncle?
I could if I wanted to. But don't worry, he lets me do as I wish. What if I let you do as you wish? Will you dance with me then?
You know, Daniel, that was a damn silly thing for Lizzie to do. She's lucky to be alive. What do you want, girl? Where are you off to with that jug? What are you staring at me for?
It wouldn't matter. I was told to bring it.
Well, put it down.
Where?
Anywhere. What's the matter with you?
She's afraid of you, Squire.
I'll give her a praise.
You'll hit me again.
Well, stop looking at me.
Put the jug on the table, child. I'll be off with you.
I'm sure that girl has the evil eye, Daniel. She disturbs me. I don't like having her in my house.
She's just a helpless maid in your service.
Well, she'd better watch out.
The balance of power is changing, Elizabeth. The relationship between people is changing, too.
I saw no evidence of that this afternoon.
Oh, but it is. Look around you. Look who's dancing with whom.
Well, these are cloddish sorts of dances, aren't they?
We're cloddish sorts of people.
You're not. You're surprised.
Am I now?
Be my friend, Joseph.
Rich London lass like you doesn't want to be friends with your likes of me.
Yes, I do. Oh, please, Joseph. I'm so lonely.
Times are changing. Industry's the new power. Places are changing. Times are the new power. Society's changing.
It is.
People are the new power. But is the government changing? Is it now? So it has to be changed, doesn't it? By us.
There is the future, Elizabeth.
Mr. Gale, I can feel change in the air. It's putting goose pimples on my skin. It's exciting. And it makes me feel young.
Later, I will announce the formation of the Ulverston Reform League to organize local opinion, let our people have their say. Will you join us?
Oh, I must. I want this feeling to last.
Good. Because I'm going to make it even stronger. I'm going to take you to a Methodist meeting tomorrow.
God did not put us on earth to turn our backs on life, but to throw ourselves into it. And that means filling every day with action, generosity, love and prayer.
But so many days have been wasted.
Living is a prayer if you give to God the sweat of your brow and the strength of your spirit. Love is a prayer if you give to your fellow men all the warmth in your heart.
Oh, I see that now. But why has it taken me so long?
If you deny life, your heart and spirit will shrivel into dust.
They have done. God forgive me for it.
But it is never too late to change. Remember the parable of the prodigal son.
Thank you for taking me, Richard. I haven't been to a Methodist service before. Isn't it
things are happening to me for the first time, I feel quite shitty.
I hope you approved.
Yes, I did. Does that make me disloyal to Daniel?
Why should it? We worship the same God.
It doesn't feel like the same God. But then nothing feels the same anymore.
It's betrayal! Elizabeth, you have set yourself against your own kind! Against me!
No, I have not.
When you said you were staying in Ulverston, I never dreamt. Heavens, to consort with dissenters and radicals!
Mr. Gale is a humanitarian.
It sounds just like Sarah.
This has nothing to do with Sarah.
It has everything to do with Sarah! What about the reputation we were so concerned to protect that it has turned us into monsters?
It doesn't seem important now.
Oh, doesn't it? And what is important?
I'm important. I've buried myself for so long I don't even recognize myself. Oh, Daniel, I'm finding things inside me I didn't realize were there.
Any more noise? Any more noise and I shall clear the courtroom. Carry on, Benson.
Your Worship, I saw Matheson, the accused, standing outside the Unicorn giving leaflets to passers-by. I accepted one and found it contained seditious material.
You read this seditious material?
I did.
But you did. A moment, Mr. Benson, while I confer with my fellow magistrate. What do you think of this, Daniel? Huh? That Claude Matheson hasn't the wit to stay awake in the dock, let alone preach sedition.
I agree. Benson is an agent provocateur. He's paid by results.
So he either gave Matheson the leaflets himself or he's making it up. That's what I thought. Our schoolmaster is a nasty piece of work. He'll do anything for money. We'd better watch our step, or he will inform on us.
We're the school trustees, Squire. We hold his living in our hands.
So we do. By God, Daniel, you've given me an idea. We'll use Benson to investigate Gale and his associates. We'll sweeten him with a conviction now and threaten him with a sack if he doesn't cooperate. What do you think?
Is it wise?
It's the wisdom of Solomon. I'd do anything to get that damn banker's hooks out of me. Oh, incidentally, Gale has taken your kitchen maid off my hands. He actually bought her, God knows why. I must have put a spell on him, too. Gale's a witch. A word with you, Mr. Benson, if you please.
Hey, you. Stay there. Not run.
I'm not running. No, mister.
Where'd you learn that tune?
Dunno. It just comes in me head twice.
Come here. Come here.
Don't hit me.
Just want to have a look at you.
Why?
Let me touch your face.
You sounds cold, mister.
How can you look so like?
If you hurt me, I shall tell.
Who are you tell? Mr. Gale?
Hi.
Well, he's taking you in. He'll look after you. But he's not your father, is he?
No. He's in America.
And your mother?
America. They're not my real mum and dad. He, Swinton, right, said they come from London, but they're dead.
If they were from London, why are you here?
Dunno. He said somebody could tell me, but they wouldn't. I don't care. Can I go now? She sings it to her.
Who's she?
Dunno. She talks to her sometimes, out here on sand. Does she talk to you?
Oh, I've heard her. It's this place, see? Wet sand shining for miles dazzled your brain. Go on, off with you.
Right, mister.
Well now, Sarah. What did you get up to after I'd gone? Who was he, eh?
Blasted weather's ruined me.
Surely not, Squire.
It's done its best. But I'm damned if I'm going cap in hand to Ulverston again. I'm on my way to Manchester to sell some more investments. Thank God for investments. Oh, and thank you for your prayers, Daniel. They made all the difference.
God moves in mysterious ways, Squire.
He's a mystery to me. We should get him off my back. Now, listen. I'm hearing a lot of talk about this Captain Swing. I'm pretty sure there's no such person. He's just an excuse for labourers to make trouble. But there are Swing riots all over the South, and they're spreading like wildfire. Now, if there's trouble here while I'm gone, you're in charge. The Stanham defence is in your hands, and the constable will take his orders from you. You could be a fighting priest, and hope you get better results off your knees.
Who's that? Stop in the name of the law.
What law?
Who is it? It's midnight. You should be in bed.
I think you're in bed yourself, Constable Juice. Before you get hurt.
The constable is here every 5 minutes.
Because he's afraid.
We're all afraid. I have made every preparation for defense I can think of. I've appointed watchmen and sworn in a regiment of petty constables. But all they do is send in every beggar and rambling wretch they come across as a suspicious person.
Who's there?
All's well, Constable.
George Wilson, you bugger. You stopped me breath.
Thought he were Captain Swing, did you, Arthur?
Who's that, though? Come back here. Stop in the name of the law.
She's only a maid.
That will be all, Constable. I'll take care of this.
She broke curfew, Rector. It's against the law.
I'm aware of the law. Good night.
I hope it is a good night. It's terrifying out there.
Now, child, what were you doing out at this hour?
Come see, ma'am.
Oh.
Who?
Lady. Mrs. Sir.
Why do you wish to see her?
Daniel, will you leave us alone?
I will not.
Please.
What is this about?
I'll explain later. Leave us, please.
Oh, very well.
Why did you want to see me?
Mr. Gale's come to make sure his farm's safe. Brought me with him. He thinks I'm in bed, but I'm here to tell you. I'm to live with him in Ulverston. Not a servant, as his daughter.
His daughter?
He hasn't got a kid, see? Says he always wanted him, and now he's got me. I came to tell you, so he won't cry no more about being my mum.
Oh, God.
No, please. You're not to cry. I've got a dad.
But, Elizabeth, this is the perfect solution.
I know.
Then what is the matter with you?
Oh, don't you understand anything? I love the child. I want her myself.
Go away, Holmes. This isn't the way out. Not anymore.
For yourself, John, yourself.
Things are changing for themselves. Join Friendly Society. Join Reform League.
You always help your eat that. Some bank is stopping your brain.
Stop this. All of you.
What the hell?
Take the child. There, Ruth. Go with him.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, mister.
Mr. Gale's looking for you.
Take her back to him. You men, you must cease this violence now.
Get away, Holmes. This is no place for a woman.
Yes, I'm a woman, but I have a voice of my own and more brains in my little finger than you have in all of your heads together. Mr. Ashburner is right. Your time is coming. Just be patient a little longer.
She's all right.
She is. Hey, listen. Get down.
The patrol arrived.
And the rioters melted away. There's been no more trouble.
You've done good work, Daniel, for a man of the cloth. And I had a successful trip, so all's well, eh?
I hope so, Squire. But I've learnt something. I'm not a soldier.
Your sister is, though. She's surprising us all. Keep her on the right track, won't you? From what I hear, she's sailing dangerously close to the wind.
It isn't easy.
Has to be done. Women and politics don't mix at all.
The Squire cannot control my mind or my voice.
He makes a good friend, but a bad enemy, Elizabeth. Beware of him. When he and his fellows get together, Gale won't have a chance.
Should that alter my convictions?
When the election comes, it will be fought on the question of parliamentary reform. We know where Gale will stand. Where will you?
Where my conscience dictates.
Where your stubbornness dictates.
And you, brother?
I shall vote as our family have always voted, for the government and Church of England.
God is a Tory.
So, you will oppose us.
If you oppose reform...
I fear for you.
Then why don't you stand by my side?
Whigs have gone mad. They want to enfranchise half the country. People have never dreamed of having a vote. Well, we're going to stop them. There's more ways than one of skinning a fox. The hunt is up. Those foxes are going to get the shock of their lives.
Our opponent's bullying tactics are gathering pace, Elizabeth. Two more voters have been threatened with eviction, and another's been beaten for openly supporting us.
We must fight back. Oh, here's your speech for the voters' meeting tonight.
Oh, what would I do without you? I must go now. I'm giving lunch to some waverers. Oh, more bribery and corruption.
How is Ruth settling in?
Oh, well, I think. Everything's strange to her, of course. But she's a strange girl.
Says she hears her mother out on the sands, talking to her, putting tunes into her head. It's as if there were things buried inside her. Things inherited, perhaps. At times, I feel she's like a sleeping volcano, and one day these things will erupt over us all.
Perhaps they will.
She lacks every social grace. I've asked Emily to school her, but Emily resents my taking her in. I've never understood women, never had much dealings with them. But look at me now. Suddenly I've got two in my house, and you working by my side.
This is strange for me, too.
We're muddling along all right, aren't we?
Roger!
Good afternoon, Miss Elizabeth. Mr. Gale. I just came to see... That is, I was curious.
Mr. Beamish, welcome to our election powerhouse. As you see, it's very small, hardly a match for our opponents, but it makes up in spirit, and right is on our side. Elizabeth will explain everything. I must leave. Good day.
Oh, Roger, you have entered bedlam. Electioneering is not what I'd supposed. It's astonishing. A game where grown men fight like rough boys. Its rules appear to be bribery and blackmail and every kind of sin. Most of the voters have been drunk for weeks at the candidate's expense. I doubt if they'll be sober enough to actually vote at the hustings. And our country's future depends on this.
Good heavens.
I have jumped out of our quiet rectory and landed in the middle of a riot. It's wonderful. I feel drunk myself. Oh, well, what did you want?
Nothing. I came to help you.
You?
Miss Elizabeth, I wish to be thought of as a person.
So do I. Very well. Let me tell you what we do here. I write speeches and leaflets for Mr. Gale and his supporters. I talk to the voters' wives to persuade them to work on their husbands. That's how women can influence public affairs. Mr. Gale tries to arouse the voters' consciences by lubricating their thirsts. Squire Rowlandson and the landlords, on the other hand, demand loyalty of their tenants on behalf of their farmers' friends' candidate. They're speechifying, bill-sticking, canvassing, bullying and wickedness. Look at the result. The election is a prize fight. I've never experienced anything like it. Do you want to get involved in all that?
Good heavens, I do. What an adventure.
Oh, it is. It's turned me against every belief I held important and all the people I leaned upon. Suddenly, I'm standing by myself. It takes some getting used to.
I'll get used to it. I can help you in here. I can stick bills and hand out leaflets.
You could get hurt. Have you thought what Daniel will say?
I don't care what he says.
Roger Beamish, you have discovered fortitude.
Oh, Miss Elizabeth, do you think so?
Daniel, the canvassing is too close for comfort. The Whigs have withdrawn and thrown their weight behind Gale. It was 53-50 when the agents counted this morning. Good God, that's a whisker. So, I'm bringing our safety plan into action.
If we start arresting your opponents, people will say we've panicked.
Threaded me with a little subtlety. We go for the hired hand and discredit the master by association. Damn clever, I think.
So Ashburner is to be a scapegoat.
That doesn't bother your clerical scruples, does it?
What of Elizabeth and Beamish?
They'll be taught a lesson. Take my advice, Rector. Keep out of it. Politics is no place for a gentleman, especially when he's a priest.
Joseph?
Emily? What are you doing here?
I promised I'd allow you to do as you wished with me, remember? Here I am.
Don't be daft.
This daft?
What are you playing at? Stop it!
You want me, don't you? Look. Am I beautiful?
You're just a kid.
Oh, I'm 17. I'm a woman. You see? Kiss me there.
No.
Tell me I'm beautiful.
All right. You're beautiful. Now put your dress back together.
You're only a servant, so do as you're told. I order you to kiss me. If you don't, I shall tell my uncle.
Tell him what?
And I shall tell them.
What the hell's going on?
The constables have come to arrest you.
Arrest me? What for?
Treason. They came to our house looking for you. Now they're here. When I say you raped me...
You wouldn't.
Kiss me. Touch me.
You're mad. Shut up, Belinda! Shut up! Bloody hell! I'm off!
Joseph!
Where is it?
Oh, no! He attacked me! He tore my clothes and then he tore... Roger, would you deliver these leaflets for me?
Of course, Miss Elizabeth.
If you call me Miss once more, I shall hit you. Are we not comrades in arms?
Yes, we are.
Who are you?
Shut your mouth.
Not again. Get your...
I say, you mustn't touch anything.
You can stop it, Mouse. Oh, 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 what will do with these two?
Smash them out.
Right.
Stop it.
Shut her up.
See what you get, bitch.
I say, leave her alone.
Leave her. Get out of here, Mouse.
We had to carry them out on sheep hurdles commandeered from the market. Beamish was taken to hospital. If he doesn't die, he may never walk again. Elizabeth is recovering upstairs. Luckily, she isn't badly hurt.
Thank God for that.
Well, she could have been.
But she wasn't.
When you unleash your hound, Squire, they go for the kill. This has gone too far. I will not be a party to violence.
And you're still with us, sir?
No. I am withdrawing my support.
Oh, Daniel.
That is my sister lying bruised up there. I have stood by too long, simply watching things happening, watching your bully...
Stay on, Rector. Don't go too far. My patient's already at full stretch with Gale. Do you know he's called in his loans in revenge? Have enough to do with a blasted election and crawling to the enemy without listening to your complaints.
Be sure your sins will find you out.
Don't talk rot.
They do. Believe me, Squire, they do.
Oh.
Did you make a sound? Or break in it? Now then.
Joseph, I heard noises.
Come with me. Give me your hand. Run!
Stop. I must stop.
Ah. This will do.
Let go of my wrist.
Not likely.
Why have you brought me here? I hate the sound.
I know.
Oh, the day terrifies me. This is where Sarah...
Drowned. Looking for me. Know why she was here? Because we loved each other right here on this spot.
No, let me go.
Not until you tell me something. If you don't tell, I shall keep you here until the tide comes. And then we'll both drown like Sarah. I'm in so much trouble already, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
What do you want to know?
I want to know about the girl. Who is she?
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do.
Oh, they're coming.
So it's tied. Hear it?
Let me go.
Tell me about her mother.
All right. Ruth Swinton. Is Sarah's daughter.
I knew it. I knew it. You can see it in her eyes.
Yes.
But I thought Sarah never... Only with me.
Yes. Only with you.
So it were after I'd gone. Who was he?
There was nobody else. There was only you.
Are you saying girl's mine?
She doesn't know, of course. She mustn't know. If she discovers what we've done...
Jesus Christ, woman, why didn't you tell me?
We did what we thought was best.
Best?
Oh, don't let her know. Promise me that.
I'll go to hell.
Run, Joseph. Run.
Come it's on. Always a bloody shame.
Why won't you run?
I've done the running.
Oh, Joseph, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
He knows? After all our efforts?
I had to tell him. I had no choice.
How can he bear the burden of that knowledge on top of everything else? How can we...
When they arrested him, he didn't even struggle. He just looked at me and said, what else can you do to me?
Why do people do such things to each other? How could I, who am supposed to set an example in loving my fellow men, especially after all those years ago, and it comes round again.
What comes round again? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
Something happened to you before we came here, didn't it?
I don't want to talk about it.
And that was the real reason why we came to Stanham, wasn't it? It was nothing to do with Sarah.
Perhaps.
Sarah suspected it, but I took your word. I believed you. And now, all these years in this godforsaken place, and I don't even know why. Tell me what happened.
I can't. I must pray.
Tell me.
Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins.
Jacob Tilson, I declare for Richard
Tilson. How so, Rick? I declare for William Atkinson, the farmer's friend.
Gale Summerson, I declare for William Atkinson.
Robin Ash, I declare for Richard Gale.
Oh, if only you could see it, Roger. Polling day is a free-for-all.
Each candidate is supplying free drinks for the voters at different inns, and they reel back and forth from one to the other. Both candidates are shouted down by supporters on the other side. Somebody is setting off fireworks. The band is playing, and the poll is being declared hourly, with first Richard and then Mr. Atkinson in the lead. Oh, it's madness!
It's a crusade.
I wish you could be in it with us. When do the doctors think you'll be walking again?
They say it will be a long time, and I'll need sticks. My knees are broken, and my feet. Oh, Elizabeth.
Everything will be all right, I promise you. Do you know they've arrested Joseph Ashburner? Mr. Benson has accused him of treason.
Alexander Benson is an informer.
Then he is the traitor. Oh, Roger, I trusted him. He was a friend.
He was not. I am your true friend.
Yes, you are. Oh, you sweet man.
The polling booth is now closed. Counting has taken place. The results are for Richard Gale, 51 votes. For William Atkinson, 52 votes. I therefore declare that William Atkinson is elected.
So be it.
Ha ha! Let's celebrate! Drinks are on me!
There is no justice.
One day there will be. Keep fighting for it.
So, Joseph, what are we going to do? Can't do out. You even lost election.
By a hair. But I only lost a seat. The Tories have lost the country. Joseph, the country's voted for reform.
Well, I'm glad, Mr. Gale. But it won't make any difference to me here in jail. I shall probably be hanged. Sedition, raping your niece, kidnapping Miss Strickland, God almighty.
I can't do much to counter the word of a government agent except mount a vigorous plea on your behalf, but I can tell you that my niece will not be bringing any charges against you. I made her tell me what really happened. Joseph, I must apologise. I cannot understand what
she... Ah, she's a kid. She got something into her head and it took her over. Like things going to mine. Scared Miss Strickland after death.
Worse things were done to you.
Were they?
Elizabeth told me. This has been a day for confessions. I feel like a priest.
Better priest than rector. Did she say out?
I know that Ruth is your daughter and not mine.
Nothing's fair, is it?
What do you want me to do about her?
Nothing.
But sure...
Mr. Gale, soon I'm going to be a dead man. I know it. All my life, things have been working to this. So I can't be a father to her, can I? And I never have been. So I'd like you to look after her. If you still want to.
Oh, yes, Joseph. I want to. But she should know.
There's no need for her to know. What's the point? Tell Strickland from me that if they keep their mouths shut, I'll keep mine. Do you hear me, Mr. Gale? Will somebody for once do something I ask?
I will not say a word against him. I will not lift a finger to harm him.
But you were discovered on the sands with him in the middle of the night. If you don't press charges, your reputation will be ruined.
Squire, all my life I've had a reputation. It hasn't done me a bit of good.
Daniel, make us see sense.
No, Squire. I will not be a party to victimization.
The world's full of victims. What's one more? The tricky is always to make sure it's the other fellow. Well, whatever you say, this has gone too far to stop it now. These are the quarterly sessions, not the makeshift little courtroom in Stanham where we play God. Benson's having the time of his lying life. The judge is livid. And Ashburner is already a convicted man.
Joseph Ashburner, you have been found guilty of practicing sedition. You must thank your defense and the testimony of your employer that your punishment is not more serious. I sentence you to serve a minimum of 10 years in a penal colony in Australia.
I've brought someone to see you.
Who is it?
They're taking you tomorrow. This is your last opportunity. I'll come back later.
Hello?
Look, Father. Well, I have to call him that. He says he wants to see us.
Oh, I do.
What for?
to say goodbye.
You going away?
Ah, that's right.
I don't want you to go, mister.
Why?
Dunno.
Come here. Closer.
This is close, isn't it?
Ah, it is. Oh, Jesus, you're beautiful. You know that. Don't let anybody ever tell you different.
Can I ask you something?
Go on.
Have you heard about the sands? The singing that you said.
Aye, I have.
Is he in his hand?
Well, I can hardly say, can I?
I want her to be in his hand. But I like her voice. I think she's nice.
Well, if you want her to be, she must be.
Must she? Right. Shall I kiss you goodbye?
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, love.
Daniel, I'm going away.
You can't just now. There's too much to do.
I mean, I'm leaving you.
Oh, don't be silly. Where would you go?
Mr. Gale's expanding his business interests in London. He intends to be there for a large part of the year, so he's bought a house near Hyde Park. Ruth will live there.
Well, what is that to you?
He's given me the opportunity to go with them, to look after her.
You're going to be a governess?
I'm going to be an aunt. Though she won't know that, of course. To her, I'm just a lady who's been kind. And that's ironic, isn't it?
Oh.
I was a pretend mother for a time, but that's over now.
It's preposterous.
Yes, it is.
Well, you must tell him you've reconsidered.
I must not. Daniel, when you brought us here, we shut the door on the world and sealed ourselves up. I don't know why, but I think you do. Whatever the reason, we sealed our minds and our hearts, and people have suffered because of it.
Elizabeth, please.
I shall leave you with whatever secret is eating you up. In the meantime, you have Mr. Benson and Mr. Rollinson for company. I hope you'll be happy together.
Elizabeth! 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 Elizabeth!
There she blows.
I still don't understand it.
Who understands women? Who has the energy to try? She'll be back, Daniel. Now then, time out is on. It's enough of a struggle hanging onto its coattails about trying to comprehend what the devil it's all about. So, let's have a drink. Give me some wine.
You want communion, Esquire?
Communion?
Well, it's come back energy, thing.
We'll have to come back one day. There are things to finish.
Hi, there are. Will it like it in London, do you think?
Will we like it?
I'm thinking that, I suppose.
Will we like it? Ruth, dear, we're escaping. We're escaping. We've come through.
Hooray!
Hooray!
In Ways of Escape, Elizabeth by Eric Pringle. Elizabeth was played by Anna Massey. Daniel by Stephen Moore. Joseph, John Dateen. And Ruth, Nicola Dent. Roger Beamish was played by Ian Masters. Squire Rollinson by Geoffrey Matthews. Alexander Benson, Geoffrey Whitehead. Richard Gale, Eric Allen. Emily, Annabelle Mullion. Charlotte, Eva Stewart. Swinton, David Collings. Constable, Peter Yap. Clark, Andrew Branch. Assorted gentry and villagers were played by members of the cast. Ways of Escape, Elizabeth, was directed by Tracy Neal.